The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Can I pass along a prayer request to you today? Tomorrow's a big day for all of us here at WRFD. It is our annual Pastor's Masters, this year sponsored by Miller Cabinet Company, and it's going to be at the Little Turtle Golf Club. This is a big deal. And why is that? Now, this is my personal belief. I believe it very strongly, but I'm absolutely convinced that everyone that I work with here at WRFD would share that, all right? But I'm not speaking for them. I'm speaking for myself. But again, I think they would concur. WRFD exists to complement the local church. We are not in competition with the church. We are not a substitute for the church. We are here to edify the church, help the church, support the church, encourage the church, to do anything we possibly can to encourage the work of God, the kingdom of God, through the local church. And one of the best ways we can do that is to encourage pastors, local pastors. We have great Bible teaching here on WRFD. We have the finest Bible teachers in the world that air their programs every day here on WRFD. And I hope that you spend time every day listening to those teachers. And listen to me carefully. I love music. I love Christian music. I love gospel music. I love most, not all, but most of the contemporary Christian music. But music can never, ever, ever, ever take the place of the teaching and the preaching of God's word. One of my greatest concerns today is that in many churches, the preeminence is on music and not on the preaching. That is unbiblical. It is unprecedented, but it's happening. Now, again, that is not in any way to diminish the importance of music, whether it's music in your church or music on the radio. We have a music station here at Salem Media of Ohio. But don't ever neglect the teaching and the preaching of God's word. So anyway, I started to chase a rabbit. All of our teaching, I think, encourages the local church, supplements the local church, and so forth. But one of the best things we can do is to encourage pastors. That's why for, almost 20 years, we had our daily pastor appreciation breakfast, which became one of the largest of its kind in America. This tiny little date-time-only radio station hosted for many years one of the largest pastor appreciation events in the entire country. Now, COVID shut that down, and hopefully we can do something next spring again. But we put enormous effort into those breakfasts. I mean, countless hours. And to be really honest, a whole lot of money, because they were free. Then we began the Pastor's Masters several years ago. Many, many pastors enjoy a round of golf. Good for them. Well, this was a way that we could get pastors together. First of all, just to enjoy themselves, rest, be refreshed, relax, get away from the stress of daily ministry, and hit that little ball around the golf course. But then also the opportunity to meet other pastors and fellowship with other pastors and just have a great day together. So we've been doing this now for several years. I don't even remember what year this is, at least 7 or 8. And it's tomorrow. And it's full. It's going to be great, but rain is forecast. Now, if you were watching the weather forecast like 4 or 5 days ago, rain all day. Torrential rain all day long, rain, 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 rain. Every day as we've gotten closer to tomorrow, it's going to rain a little bit. And the latest forecast is it's going to rain tonight in the morning, and it may clear off 10, 11, maybe 12 o'clock, depending upon the weather forecaster. Now, we will play in the rain. That's the way golf is, unless there is lightning. Rain or shine, we will have the pastor appreciation, or not pastor appreciation, the Pastor's Masters tomorrow. But would you pray that God would just kind of move the weather? Would you pray to that extent that, Bob, you really think that we should ever pray about the weather? Oh, yeah. In fact, I haven't told this story for years. We're going to come up on a break in about 2 minutes. When we come back, let me tell you an absolutely true story that I hope will build your faith. And that's the only reason I'll tell you the story. But anyway, you pray that the pastors will have safety and travel in the morning. And pray that the weather would clear up, that we would have, we have had beautiful weather every year, except 1 year we had drizzle off and on through the, it didn't hurt anything. It didn't rain. It just kind of drizzled. So tomorrow would be the first day in all of these years that we've had rain. And it's an important day.
Well, just a bunch of preachers out there playing golf and chasing that silly little ball around.
Most people have no clue the stress and the pressure the pastors face, particularly now. Pastors are facing situations, decisions, the pastors have, at least here in America, have never had to make. And so we are just thrilled that we have this privilege. Forgive me for taking so long, but we love pastors here. We love the church here. WRFD exists to come alongside local churches like yours. That's why we're here. So you pray that we'll have a great day tomorrow. The weather will cooperate. God will be glorified, and pastors will be refreshed. Because if they're refreshed, you will receive the benefits. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. I asked you to pray about the weather tomorrow for the Pastor's Masters. Now, if it rains torrentially during the entire golf tournament, does that mean God didn't answer? No, it meant he had a higher purpose. It does. But God does control the weather, and Let me preface this little story I'm going to tell you by saying that I really believe that when we are young in our faith, in our walk with God, sometimes we experience more supernatural miracles than later on. Now, humanly speaking, you would think, well, it'd be the opposite. The longer you walk with God, the more intimate you become with God, the more miracles God would put into your life and so forth. I'm not sure that that's true. I guess we could debate it. But here's what I believe, and I wouldn't fight with you about it. I believe that God performs miracles. I do. But I think that God wants us to become so intimately related to Him that we grow past, listen to me carefully, that we grow past the need for miracles. The need for miracles. In other words, I think sometimes that desperate desire for miracle is part of our immaturity, because we need that in our new walk with God. After we really know Him and have walked with Him, I think God wants us to get to the place that we just love Him, not because of the miracles, but just because of Him. Not because He performs a miracle every time we ask Him to, but just because He's worthy. All right, quick. I got to tell you the story, and I'll try to be quick. Joy and I, back in 1971, I guess, we were in New Philadelphia, Ohio. I was youth pastor, music director, educational director, bus director at First Baptist Church of New Philadelphia, Ohio. And Joy and I had a vision. We were really, really young. We'd been out of college, just 1 year, and in youth ministry, a wonderful church. And there, in New Philadelphia, there is an amphitheater, the Trumpet in the Land Amphitheater. They still do the Trumpet in the Land drama, I think, outdoors. It's going on for years and years and years. And there's an amphitheater just outside of New Philadelphia called the Trumpet in the Land Amphitheater, and it seats 1,750 people. God put a burden and a vision in our hearts, Joy and I, to fill that with 1,700 teenagers from all over the state of Ohio. And we began praying about it. And we began contacting churches all over the state, youth groups, youth pastors, and so forth. And we set a date in the summer for this big, gigantic youth rally at the Trump the Land Amphitheater. And Joy and I and a couple of our young people went to the office of Trumpet in the Land to secure the amphitheater for this particular date. And we're signing the contract, and the person representing Trumpet in the Land said, well, you need to pick an alternate date in case of bad weather, inclement weather. And boldly, I said, well, we won't need that. She said, excuse me? I said, no, we prayed about it. We prayed about the date. We won't need an alternate. It's not going to rain. No, okay, you know. So we signed the contract for the date. All right, we began communicating with churches all over the state. We set the date, had some wonderful speakers. Believe it or not, Bobby Huggins was in our, the coach, the basketball coach at West Virginia, was in our youth group. And he was a senior in high school at that time. And at that time, I don't know about now, but he was really living for God, and he was going to share his testimony. Anyway, well, the day of the rally, weather forecast, torrential rain, thunderstorms, tornado warnings. Not kidding. 100% chance of severe thunderstorms. That morning, youth pastors from all over the state began calling. Are you going to cancel tonight? Nope. Come. It's not going to rain. It's not going to rain. Nope. Come. You come. Really? Nope. Not going to be. No, it's not going to rain. So, I don't know. I think the rally was at 7 o'clock at night or whatever. About 5:30, our young people, Joy and I and our young people, went to the amphitheater to set up and get ready and so forth. And the weather was very foreboding. Skies were dark, dark, dark. And we got on our knees on the stage of the Trump of the Land Amphitheater, and we prayed. And we said, God, we believe that you are the God of the universe. We believe that you are God of weather. And we are praying that you hold back the rain until up at the very top, the exit of the amphitheater, there was an arch. And we prayed specifically, God, do not allow one drop of rain until the last teenager walks through that arch. Don't let it rain. We're claiming it in Jesus' name. Buses and vans from all over the state came. We filled Trumpet in the Land Amphitheater with 1,700 teenagers. Filled it. It was an incredible success. A great old preacher by the name of Mel Sabaka preached. Bobby Huggins shared his testimony. And it's been a long, long time ago, but if I remember correctly, I think like 165 kids came forward and accepted Christ as their personal Savior. When we began the service, it was raining all around us. I am not exaggerating one tiny bit. You could look 360 degrees around that amphitheater. It was raining everywhere around us. Dark, dark, heavy rain all around us through the entire event. Well, we had a youth choir sing, and Mel preached. Bobby gave his testimony, gave the invitation, and it was a glorious event, not a drop of rain. And I'm not exaggerating. You could look in any direction, and you could see the rain. It finished. The kids were beginning to leave, and we were packing up all the equipment. We had portable risers that we had to fold up and so forth. And we were just rejoicing in God's blessing. And one of the teenagers shouted, "Look, look!" The last teenage couple walked through the arch. And drops of rain fell on our heads. I'm not kidding. And our teenagers dropped to their knees on the stage and thank God that he was the God of weather. True story. Joy and I were very, very young in ministry, and those teenagers learned a lesson, and so did Joy and I. God has not always answered that way, but in our early years of ministry, we needed to know that God could perform a miracle.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.